15. Inquire of the earth, the air, and the water of the secrets they hold for you. The development of your inner senses will enable you to do this. 16. Inquire of the holy ones of the earth, of the secrets they hold for you. The conquering of the desires of the outer senses will give you the right to do this. 17. Inquire of the inmost, the one, of its final secret, which it holds for you through the ages. The great and difficult victory, the conquering of the desires of the individual soul, is a work of ages. Therefore, expect not to obtain its reward until ages of experience have been accumulated. When the time of learning this 17th rule is reached, man is on the threshold of becoming more than man. The knowledge which is now yours is only yours because your soul has become one with all pure souls and with the inmost. It is a trust vested in you by the Most High. Betray it, misuse your knowledge, or neglect it, and it is possible even now for you to fall from the high estate you have attained. Great ones fall back even from the threshold, unable to sustain the weight of their responsibility, unable to pass on. Therefore, look always with awe and trembling to this moment, and be prepared for the battle. It is written that for him who is on the threshold of divinity, no law can be framed. No guide can exist. Yet, to enlighten the disciple, the final struggle may be thus expressed. Hold fast to that which has neither substance nor existence. 20. Listen only to the voice, which is soundless. 21. Look only on that which is invisible, alike to the inner and the outer sense. Peace be with you.